You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a club at UW-Milwaukee is focusing on getting girls interested in computer science. We'll talk to one of the organizers.
First, a vote of no confidence passed overwhelmingly among UW-Madison faculty on Monday. The vote was an open show of disapproval of UW System President Ray Cross and the Board of Regents. And that conversation is likely to continue among faculty at other UW schools, for instance, at UW-Milwaukee next week.
But Republican state lawmakers, including Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, have shown disappointment in the faculty's decision, called the vote disappointing.
WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White joins us now. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Judah.
So, which legislators have been the most vocal about the vote of no confidence?
Well, Rob just mentioned Representative Steinecke, who is the Assembly Majority Leader. He has been very vocal. He was speaking out against the resolution last week, even before the vote. And Senator Steve Noss, who's the Vice Chairman of the Senate's Higher Education Committee, has also voiced opposition to the resolution.
Well, let's take a listen to what Representative Steinecke said to you earlier.
I think it shows that they're a little out of touch with the average Wisconsin citizen who doesn't have the job protections that they have through tenure.
And so, Laurel, tell us more about what he was talking about there. Why was he saying that he thinks the faculty is out of touch?
Sure. So last week, as I mentioned, before the vote, he put out a statement saying that he wasn't in favor of it. And he said that the vote would be a clear example of the disconnect between UW-Madison faculty who expect their job to come with a forever guarantee. You know, he's talking about tenure there, versus the average Wisconsin family who's just struggling to make ends meet. So he's sort of continuing on that theme after the resolution passed, that it just proves that faculty are out of touch with most Wisconsinites.
So do you get the sense at all that he realizes or recognizes, or that other legislators do, that there is something different about teaching in a university where, you know, there's this kind of great churning of ideas and different perspectives versus a regular everyday job that most of the rest of us have?
Sure. I think that his reaction to that is that the changes to the tenure policy were pretty modest where the legislature was concerned. And then he has said, in fact, in his statement last week, that the changes that the regents made to the tenure policy were minor. So I think his response to that, and of course, I'm just speculating, is that, you know, the changes weren't huge, and that he does respect the UW and the mission, and this shouldn't have that much of an impact on it.
Representative Steinecke also commented on the political implications of that no confidence vote.
I think at a time when legislators would like to move closer to the university, I think this has the effect of pushing back against the legislature a little bit.
So, Laurel, this comes after Republican lawmakers removed tenure from state law last year, made it easier for chancellors to lay off staff. Is there a sense that this vote was in opposition to more than the president and the Board of Regents and more immediate recent actions?
I think what the vote was, and I wasn't at the vote itself, but I spoke with my colleague Parth Shah, who was. He said that it seemed to be more a reaction to President Cross and the regents not fighting back against the legislative changes to tenure and the $250 million budget cut to the university system as well. So I think it was more a reaction to university leadership than the legislature itself, saying that university leadership should have been more of an advocate for the faculty and the university throughout that process.
So more that the people that the faculty saw as the ones that should be their champions against the legislature or with the legislature were not doing the job.
Right.
We're talking with Laurel White. She is WPR's State Capitol reporter. Now, Laurel, it seems like both sides are arguing that it's them who is protecting the interests of Wisconsinites. How are they approaching or kind of spinning that differently?
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, Republican legislators, excuse me, are saying that, you know, they're making common sense cuts to the UW system, making sure that it's running efficiently and that taxpayers aren't investing an undue amount of money in the system. And professors are pushing back and saying that they can't work in a system that they don't feel supported in. Tenure changes are compromising their ability to do controversial research, and that these changes are actually compromising the reputation of the University of Wisconsin system all around the country.
And let's also talk about Whitewater Senator Steve Nass. You mentioned him earlier as another person who's expressed disappointment and unhappiness with the vote of no confidence. He released a statement last week saying that, quote, the radical faculty at UW-Madison are rejecting the values and expectations of the people of Wisconsin, end quote. How is this decision being seen as at odds with what legislators say is best for the state overall?
Well, I think, you know, legislators are saying that, you know, the university system needs to run more efficiently and that these changes are contributing to that. And the faculty are really pushing back and saying that what they're doing is trying to protect the Wisconsin idea, that if those cuts continue, if more changes happen, that the legislature is just detracting from the university's reputation.
And Laurel, very briefly, do you think that this vote is going to come up in the next budget cycle discussions that are going to start soon?
You know, in Senator Nass's statement last week, he actually said passage of the resolution will prove that more institutional reforms are needed. So I think we can count on this vote coming up in budget discussions.
Well, Laurel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was WPR's State Capitol reporter Laurel White talking with us about the state GOP's response to the UW-Madison faculty's vote of no confidence this week.